Hello and welcome to the All Range Mode podcast. This is episode 83.
Money owns this town.
My name is Joe.
I'm TJ.
I'm Tim.
And I'm Dan.
Welcome to the show. Hello.
Money owns this town. All Range Mode.
Chad's dead in the bathroom.
Yeah, it's in Jeremy's
hand. Fall boy.
Lay him up.
Fucking fall boy. He's on fire!
Oh, you're just in there like, it's gonna bug the shit out of me. Oh, great.
That's on NHL. The new game. 15.
That's on... Oh.
Good game.
The song sucks.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's one of those songs that's a dirty pleasure. I fucking love it.
Yeah, I mean,
I hate it, though.
I'm okay to be...
I liked it at first until I heard it every 5 seconds on the radio.
Fall Out Boy, yeah, and Nightmare Before Christmas soundtrack's amazing.
Yeah, I've heard that.
If you like that movie, look it up. You'll like it.
I might have to. Yeah.
There's a whole album by the famous artist that redo the entire soundtrack. Nightmare Before Christmas, like Marilyn Manson. I think even Eminem does one.
What?
Really?
It's really interesting.
Strange collaboration.
Mm. It is. It's everything.
I'm gonna try it out.
Fall Out Boy and Marilyn Manson on the same CD.
I rejected that movie when it was like all the rage
hot topic.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of things to reject it for, but when it first came out, I really did like it, but I was scared of it. Like that Santa Claus when he's filled with bugs, like the bad guy takes over.
Oogie Boogie.
Yeah, that scared the shit out of me as a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
Weren't they young?
I was sure we were. That movie's old, man. It's like 94.
Yeah, I saw it in the theater.
What was the first movie you ever seen in the theaters?
I don't know.
Free Willy. Yours is better than mine.
Not like
my mom took me to see Little Mermaid.
Nice.
That's my first movie.
First one I remember is favorite. Either Beauty and the Beast or Lion King. I don't know which one came first.
Wow, I have no idea.
Beauty and the Beast is amazing. That's not a girl's movie.
It is
possibly Aladdin.
Who is it? That's what it does? And it won't stop?
Until you shut it. And
it's like a microwave.
It's trying to lock and I think it's not locking, so it's warning you. It's really awesome.
I thought it was the cat ringing the doorbell or something.
I'm here!
I thought you were mad at the cat. See? You see what I mean? Because you just let the cat out. I thought she rang the doorbell to get back in.
That'd be the worst doorbell.
She's gonna knock on the window, though. Or he. Yeah. Soon. Just.
TJ, what's up?
You know, this and that.
What do you guys want to talk about first?
We got any what's he been doing? You got any stories for us?
Oh, fuck.
I'm looking at you.
Well, basically, we've been all doing the same thing, except for Joe. He's been on the loose.
I did this last week.
Oh.
Oh, well, my trip started in sunny Windsor, Ontario. No, the band went to Montreal for a couple nights.
And the nice says.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
That's pretty neat.
A lot of fun. I saw the EA building. Did I tell you about that? It just happened to be where we parked.
Ubisoft buildings?
No, I know they're down there, but I didn't see them. It was weird to see. It was literally the first building I saw in Montreal. We parked like in this underground. It's
probably like a call center of like, who is this? Has no idea what's going on with games.
It's EA Montreal. They're making what? They're making Mass Effect.
Bioshwit?
It's a terrible game.
Mass Effect?
I digress.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so that was fun. Played a couple shows. Saw Doug. He misses the podcast. He wants to be on next week.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's going to be here next weekend.
Awesome. So look forward to that, then.
I love listening
Friday,
to
Friday? Can we swing Friday?
No, make a Saturday, please.
He called Friday, because I think Saturday is his... actually, Saturday I can't, because we have another show. Actually, this one's in Windsor. At the airport. We'll be just around the corner.
You'll be airport? Right there in that field, yeah. Naked.
No, it's, there's like a...
Let him up!
There's like a weird hangar thing where they like do dinners and stuff. And now we're playing there. But, yeah, so that's Saturday. And then,
I should go to that show, then.
I think it's $10.
What time? That's a question.
Oh, I don't know. Shows usually start around 9.
Like, it starts after 10, I'm in. So I can walk there, literally.
We might... I don't know what the crowd's going to be like. You ever heard of the Walkervilles? Have you heard of Mishu?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They
Still I could probably get off at night.
Well, no. So the Walkervilles are Stefan and... and Mike.
Mishu.
Yeah. Yeah. So they play in another band called the Walkervilles, and they're pretty successful, and they're doing like a CD release party. So it's going to be their crowd. I don't really know their crowd, like jazzy, rich kids pretty much.
Jazzy, literally jazz, like fans?
I don't know. It's wearing it's purple groovy. Suits. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what to expect. But we're playing all of our happier songs. I don't think we really need to shred fucking... harmonies and stuff.
I think I have to go since it's so close.
Yeah, man.
Saturday it's my night to party, so
yeah, that's where I'll be.
I won't go by myself though.
I'll probably come.
I need wingman.
I'd like to make it.
I need wingman.
Doug and Shelby,
you guys come for like 8:30, and then I can go to work early. Like I go at 1 instead of 2. We can go there for 9.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, again, I don't know. We're like opening.
It's like 3 blocks away. I walk there every day for my work. Wolverine, it's on the road.
Shit, man. Let's do it to it. I'll be there.
Keep thinking that goddamn thing's moving like an inch out every time.
Get rid of it.
I hate it.
You're not
it was
supposed
in
to
the
put
shower. Actually,
Halloween
put it in the shower.
What?
Not on purpose. She's trying to get out of the way. And whenever I go poo, I always look in the shower. It's my rule. I know it's stupid.
Do you actually check the
yes,
curtains?
Yes, I really,
for
I really
what
do.
What do you
that.
Expect to find?
I don't know. It's just like
nothing.
It's
with
like
a
safe,
knife.
Like whenever I go in my car,
are you willing to take that risk?
Yeah, in my car at night, I always look in the back seat. Like, whenever I get in the car, I always put my hand here underneath my seat, the back.
Really?
I don't know. Like, I've heard it's all in, like, folklore and, like, stupid movies, but... Anyways, I opened the shower and that fucking thing was in it, and I was like, ah! And, like, this was, like, 2 days ago. Because I was not expecting that in the shower, because it's been outside.
I had to fucking punch his head off.
I usually do a bunch, but I didn't.
You hit me in the face.
Mine was
like,
broom! It was, like, a pulsate backwards movement. Did not like it.
Oh, man.
What have you been doing?
I've been doing one thing and one thing only for the last
babies?
3 weeks.
No, we should announce it on the show if you haven't yet.
I think you just
did. It's a little early.
Oh, sorry.
It's a little early, so you guys didn't hear anything.
I have edited it out. Sorry, TJ.
Dan bought a dog. That's what we're talking about.
Oh, the cat's out of the bag.
The dog's out of the
no,
bag.
No, for the last 3 weeks, I put 110 hours into Destiny.
Yeah,
that's all I've been doing.
Yeah, it's not that impressive.
For me, working fucking
for
over
me.
40.
For me.
Well, for me. No, but working 40 plus hours a week and playing 40 plus hours a week, that leaves little time for anything else.
It basically overtook your Battlefield time. Your 4 months of Battlefield.
Got, oh, yeah, yeah.
Right?
In what, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Battlefield's terrible.
My name's Joe, and I'm a level 21 Hunter Evo.
And he likes to dance on top of flight
Exo.
Bolts. Which actually, I love that video of you
Exo.
Dancing on that level.
Like, oh my god, yeah.
It's like, you did it perfectly where like it starts at the bottom. Like, you made
yes,
the camera.
The pan,
like,
it was
yeah.
perfect.
The pan.
The second I see him, like, I know exactly what he's going to do. And like, it canned out. I'm like, because I've done that so many times. Like, even in Mario 64, you could do that if you did it right.
That's the best perch in the tower, man.
I can't get up there.
It's the best perch
I
in the tower.
Too.
Challenge.
So far.
Watch
I don't even know.
Well, I've got to some weird spots. Me and Fano in the demo, the beta.
And
we got everything.
And...
We just spent like Sunday, like the last day, of just trying to get the spots that you shouldn't get to.
I love how there's always one guy like up in the tree. And you're like, how the fuck did he get up there?
Well, the tree's child's play. We're trying to get over the gate to the Iron Banner when they open it up.
Okay.
The demo. Now it's where the queen.
Where's
is.
The Iron Banner?
Where the queen is.
Yeah,
the
queen.
Like, we're trying to
hey,
get
I can
there.
Play those
there
missions,
Sunday,
by the way.
What,
trying
Iron
to get over
Banner?
The wall.
Yeah. Now that I'm
things.
Sorry. Now that I'm 21, I can play those queen's missions.
Oh, yeah, right.
I did a couple of the bounties already.
Oh, yeah, right.
Get them purple.
No,
oh,
you,
yeah.
you can get a head and a chest.
I haven't
that's
done
like
one.
Easy.
I haven't done
that's
one
what I'm talking about.
Thing.
Do you need a head or a chest?
No.
Well, then, sorry.
But I still want to do them. Just
wait, you're like 27.
But I haven't done them, so I want to see them.
Okay. How come I never see you online? Are we not friends on PlayStation?
We are. The only time I ever see you online is when you're sitting in a menu for like 6 hours.
Well, he's not doing it. He's got obviously.
Yeah, he's
there.
Done.
I no, sometimes I just sit in the
my
menu
average
for 6 hours.
Line.
I'm there. Always invite me to a party.
No, I have. I've joined your party. And I'm like, yeah. Like, my average sign-in time is around 12:30 at night.
Yeah, I'm already...
Oh, yeah. Usually I crash before then.
Yeah.
My window to play, maybe like, 10 to 12.
10, 12 months. Missing like, I've joined your party many times.
It's 3 o'clock when I get home.
I join your party almost every night, too. 10:30
or
But you're sleeping. It's just people still in your party. Yeah, people alive, like Fano and TJ. And it's like, Dan Derby's party. And like, no Dan Derby, though.
It's just, no. Yeah, I think the party started September 9th. I've got a 20. I want to say I have a 29. I need like two
shards. It's just a 24-hour party.
Those shards.
Dude, you can rock shards so fucking quick now.
I have 4 through my entire Destiny playing.
Okay, well, I get.
I haven't done one raid, though.
I get 2 from the daily.
I've been in that party since I was level 7.
You do 2 from the daily, and then you
I've
do
never done a single daily.
One from doing your first public event. Sometimes you'll get 2.
What is this thing that you guys were talking about? You're like, oh, it was like an hour and 40 minutes.
The raid.
Tell me about this fucking raid, man. Like, I want to hear about this so
bad.
Dude,
the raid is easily the best part of this game. And it was out of the reviews.
You guys sounded like you were having a great time.
No, we weren't really talking much in the raid. All they said is I'm cheating on them and I'm an asshole. And then
I jumped into it for the last, like, 5 minutes. Like,
climax. You did listen at a different time.
I can tell you one quick story about the raid before we continue.
Go ahead.
And then you can continue your story, because mine's really short. Fano was raiding with, like, 6 randoms.
Yeah, those were the guys I did it with.
Yeah. So I seen him, like, what party is Fano in? I'm like, who are these people? So I went in, I'm like, oh, would you look at that? And they're like, blue team, we're 6-6. And, like, they're knee deep in this raid, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I'm just, would you look at that? Oh, look at this, look at that, look at this. And I just would not even give my breath a break.
Fano's probably so pissed.
I gave him a quick, I stopped saying it, I heard, who the fuck? And I just left the party. I was like, yeah.
That's the guys that I did it with.
I just did it for 30 seconds because I knew, like, I didn't want to ruin Fano's raid or get booted.
Dude, you really got to talk to him in the raid.
Oh, like, yeah. You got to communicate.
You know the one boss, it's like the Hydra, and you got all the
it's a water
balls
dragon?
Of light? No, it's the Hydras that have the shields in front of their faces.
Yeah, it's a Hydra.
Before Atheon, right at the end there?
The second boss, I guess.
How do you guys remember all his names? Weren't you chirping Final Fantasy for having fucking...
I don't
know
the names.
No, Hydra is...
There's one main boss, it's Atheon, and there's a guy before, which is a Hydra.
Yeah, okay, so when you fight the Hydra and you have all those balls that pop up, you know what I'm talking about, they'll be on left side, right side, in the back, you gotta shoot those yellow fucking orbs.
Yeah, kill them before.
Oh, yeah.
That, everyone is yelling on the microphone at the time, like...
But don't you have to kill it?
Back left, back left, back left!
Yeah, like, you... All right, you have to be in. You can't just Joe's. I'm like, hey Joe, what are you doing right now?
I really like that they take all 6 guys and they divide them.
Isn't it though? If you don't kill it, it gives you a debuff and then it casts a spell and you die instantly.
Yes.
And you don't. Yes. You gotta cleanse it.
Yes.
It sounds so MMO-y, but when I actually watch a video of it, it's not really MMO.
You get marked or cursed.
Yeah,
like,
Joe,
what are you
so
doing?
Different.
Not much.
Not much. Joe, shoot the yellow ball. Yeah.
No, that's. Hold on, I'm going to try and do my Xbox, my PlayStation voice. I can't even do it unless I'm like slouched back.
Your voice is the exact same Xbox.
Not too much. Yeah, just hanging out.
That's exactly what you do. It's like you're so in your couch. Don't fucking talk to me,
just
please.
Just hang out.
Every 6 minutes.
Not even. There's no laughter. It's just playing Destiny. It's in.
Doug, what movie do you like? I don't know, I'm watching this one. Cool.
You said No Tomorrow or whatever the fuck. That Tom Cruise one.
Edge of Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Woo!
The one was like in like a suit of machine armor.
What?
Yeah, that new one. Apparently that movie's good.
That Edge CGI Tomorrow? Looks awful.
I don't
in
know.
In the trailer.
It's good.
Like the trailer is showing me that, and like this movie's got some problems, but
I think it looks pretty cool. But I don't know about Tom Cruise these days.
I don't like him at all.
I've never liked him, but he's always never failed me, if that makes sense.
No, I know exactly what you mean.
I hate him, and then I watch a movie with him, and I'm like, he's amazing. But I don't like him.
I don't know why I don't like him. Yeah, every single movie he's in is awesome.
Yeah. It's because I don't...
old movies, yeah.
No, they're all good.
I don't really know a bad movie.
Give me fucking Night and Day. I'll watch that shit.
What?
Night and Day with him and Cameron Diaz?
Yeah...
It exists. It's on
I know
your
you're talking about.
I've
never seen
heard
it,
of it.
Night with a K. Whatever.
Night's always spelled. Oh, no, it's not always spelled. But...
Look out.
Right Look out.
What were we talking about?
We were talking about Destiny.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I love that fucking
The raids were so amazing. Much. Were you going to say something about the raids, Dan?
Well, is it raids or is it the raid?
The raid.
There's a raid, but
I gotta
there's going to be
it
more.
You guys, though. Mm-hmm. I got to get in that, man.
Dude. Well, let's get these fucking purples. Full all range mode raid.
You have to be 27. You gotta get to 27.
I know it's not an MMO, but they always
26.
They tried to be an MMO.
27.
We could.
And if an MMO came out and had one single raid, even though they're not saying they're MMO, but they are at the same time, it would be bashed so hard. MMOs cannot have one raid.
Right, but this is totally different.
Yeah. It is, but
it's got MMO elements.
I know.
It's just a way to describe the game. It's not a selling.
But they're trying to say it is at the same time. If they said always wasn't MMO.
Let's put it this way. It works for Destiny.
It does. It just,
because it bugs me at different. The same time. I understand. Yeah. I understand.
It's just. It's
no, like I agree with Tim. It doesn't work. There should be more than one.
Okay. At least two. Something needs to be said. Like, for. It's just the most, like, accessible game, like, that I've ever seen. Like, anybody can jump into it and just, like, not have the slightest, you know, interest in playing PvP first-person shooters or anything like that. Just love Destiny. Or you can grab onto just, like, a sci-fi shooter and love Destiny, you know? Or
yeah, it does tend to all...
And then the RPG stuff, like, it's just, it's totally accessible to me, like, where I don't have to dive right in, like, comparing it to, like, the best MMOs out there, saying, like, oh, there should be multiple raids and all this jazz, like, I'm not even ready to play the single one yet, you know, so it's like...
Yeah. Well, the thing is, it's like a baby version of all those elements, right? It's like the first steps to each...
Yeah, but simplicity is awesome, though, like...
Sometimes.
It's...
Not always.
Yeah, I agree. Sometimes, not always. That's
their
fair
RPG
enough,
elements but... are really good. I like that. It is simple and it works beautifully. Even the talent points, like when you go in your tree, that's fine. I like that. It's just the loot and the dungeon's really
good. It's pretty shallow. It's kind of shallow.
I blame your expectations that you put on MMO.
They put those expectations in my head.
No, okay, but
their...
when's the last time
massive
Bungie actually said... MMO.
Yeah, and you
they
know
did.
To be honest,
the
maps are
the
huge.
Beginning.
Like, it's weird that they
those
they,
maps aren't huge at all.
Well, no, they're big. They dissect into like little
all
smaller
those
like
quadrants
areas.
Quadrants are the size of like one Battlefield 4 map, like the 64 player ones. They're
well,
not
yeah.
that big. Like
no, but like you're considering a section of a map the map. Like you still have to like haul ass to get there on your fucking Sparrow. Like
it's like. Two and a half.
I know they're quarters. Well, whatever. It's
corner
not,
to corner. It's not that big.
Yeah, it's not excessive in any way, but it's accessible in every way.
Yeah, I'm not saying I don't like it, though. Don't get me wrong. Like, I love it.
No, I'm... Yeah, yeah. yeah. I'm not
just,
saying...
I'm nitpicking.
I'm not trying to defend it. I'm just saying, like, this needs to be noted.
Yeah. No, like, all the things I don't like about it, I like them at the same time. It's really... It's a love-hate.
Just like Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Well,
just like Tom Cruise.
Sort of. I guess that's a segue in some way, but... The yeah, things I don't circle. Like about it, though, I like it the same. It's really weird. And I think that's what most reviews are like, too. They give it, like, a bad rating, but they're all like, I like it.
It's
the
I
same
think it's,
thing.
It's totally underrated. I think it got shitty reviews. Like, I don't know, everyone needed a story to tell. Like, they needed a reason for clicks.
I really do wish there was a better story, but...
Fucking knack.
Story is fucking terrible.
yeah. It just started at the very end.
Listen to me, here's why the story's terrible.
Yeah, it's a prologue, man.
You get to 20, it asks you to join one of three factions. These factions are never mentioned once
not
in the game.
Once.
I don't remember being
Except,
asked.
What?
I don't remember
you don't
being
get,
asked.
You don't even get asked.
You don't even... Fine, you can find it yourself.
You have to
now,
find it,
when you play
buy
the game,
a piece of gear to join it.
Say
what?
When you do your raid, or excuse me, when you do your strikes... you'll gain Vanguard points. You'll see like Vanguard rep and shit going up.
What the fuck?
This has nothing to do with the story.
Listen to me.
That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying. This should be included in the story.
Alright, go ahead.
Yeah, so when you're gaining points towards like Vanguard or towards
just do Crucible. You need a Crucible.
There are
two points.
Different things. They're each trying to get up to a level, and then when you get to level 2, you can get like guns or armor.
What
actually,
the
level
fuck?
3 is guns. Level 2 is armor, and that's sweet. But if you don't want to do it separately and you want to go towards one faction, you can pick, I don't know, there's Dead Orbit,
New Monarchy,
New Monarchy, and Future War Call.
Basically to get the reputation.
So there's
that
no
group.
Explanation at all in the game whatsoever of who these people are, and they expect you to pick one of these factions to level up with, and then you'll get gear quicker.
Have they ever said that the decisions are going to carry over?
Mm. The decisions don't matter because I can make a decision for every single one at the same time.
Yeah, I have a cloak. I literally
I can,
have a cloak for
what
every
you do is you
one.
Buy the cloak and that will give you the reputation towards them. But I can buy a cloak for all of them and wear one this match, one wear the other match. And
oh wow!
Well, what I've done is I got one to level 3.
That's
I got
only
my
doing.
Vanguard to level 3,
yeah.
And I just got my Crucible level 3. So now I'm just gonna put on
Finish
one of those
the rest,
because
yeah.
when every time on a level past 3, Like if it's 4, 5, 6, you get like a thing in the mailbox and it'll generally give you a legendary.
What the fuck? I've just been like playing more.
Yeah, man. That's not a legendary. That's the other problem with this game. There's zero explanation for
it. But you are still leveling up in a sense towards those factions. It's just there's different ways to do it and they might be quicker for a certain faction. It's really easy. You go to the faction, you buy the cloak, and it will singly focus on that one instead of giving you an overall leveling progress.
Hmm.
If that makes any sense.
No, yeah, it does. I don't know.
It's like a very lazy game as far as story goes.
It is.
And I don't think it's...
I get the impression that it's the prologue.
Like, one of the lines in it is, like, I don't even have time to explain why I don't have time to explain.
They say that a couple times. Not that exact
quote. They say that exact quote one time.
Yeah, no, they do.
In the library part with the
vets. They have said it like that a couple times. So even the traveler said that, right?
The traveler says, I can tell you stories about this and that. And it's like, please do.
Yeah,
sure. But I won't bother you with that. It's like,
tell me.
Instead, go shoot hundreds of thousands of creatures. I've killed 30,000.
Like, what the fuck is Become Legend?
Like, this is my first
I totally felt like I played that story and became Legend. They don't even focus on your character as if he's some unique person in the universe.
No, you're just a
guy. Fucking random tag person.
Guardian.
That said, I was going
to
say...
You get to the end and there's like 100 guardians standing in the tower.
There's only one part where they're like,
no, they're kind of
he survived the raid on Katarmier.
I'm saying, yeah, they're, sure, they're celebrating, but you're one of those people.
There's only one... We should pause here. Credits.
Oh, hello, hello.
Hello,
hello.
Mid-show, you come through here like you're on the place.
Saying the same things over again. Repeating the same slogans, we don't know where we've been.
We've been all over the globe on our government funds. Leaving man, woman, and child dead, bloody, and numb.
Saying the same things over again. Repeating the same slogans, we don't know where we've been.
Huh? All right, lack of story.
Yeah.
Destiny.
I think I mentioned this to you. Zach said that there was actually a bunch of story planned for Destiny that it just cut.
Cut out. That was in a recent IGN podcast, too.
Yeah, I think that's what he was saying.
Yeah, because the guy that worked on it...
was like a tester or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he signed the agreement to talk about it, and now he's talking about it, which is completely legal.
He said, now that the game's released, I can talk about anything I want to talk about.
And it makes sense, because in the past cutscenes that we watched, there's a lot of stuff that didn't make it to the final cut.
Yeah, well, when Zach told me that, what I told him is, like, if you read the Grimoire cards, there's, like, a lot of detail there that's, like, there had to have been a rich backstory, even if they didn't release it to us. And then he actually said the guy who wrote the cards was given the full story. And that's why the cards themselves are so, like, rich in detail.
Okay.
And have, like,
well, more information than actually I believe it. Yeah. And if they plan for this to be as long of a franchise as they are, maybe they're saving all this information.
I think they simplified it. On purpose.
You think he knows the story all the way until like the end of it?
No.
Just the fact that it was deeper.
Like we can't even name it a faction's name. I don't know. Besides their main faction, I can't name any character's name.
Oh god, no.
Besides Xur, whatever the hell's name is.
Yeah, but that's the weekend.
And the traveler and
nobody has names. Dude, you ever notice not a single person has a name?
They don't. They're just Simi from Juntai.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know him. Like, there's no character
development. See, he actually said that there was more factions, and all the factions had a role in the actual storyline.
Yeah.
Like, with part of the history and everything.
What?
The history could be so good, too. It's such an intriguing concept.
It is. Well, it's kind of like...
nothing there, though.
And it's... I hate the way that the game was structured, too, as far as the story went.
Well, not only, like...
each planet had their specific type of enemy... You did 8 missions on it.
Okay, that had nothing to do with the story as much as it did, like,
I don't really mind
just ease of understanding the game.
Sure, but it was like...
well, and then they blame all of it on the darkness.
I hate that it's dark versus light, so, like...
I don't mind that.
Stereotypical...
we're pushing the darkness back. Like, what does that even mean? What are you talking about?
I just need something to care about. Like, I don't even care that the darkness takes over.
I don't know what... tell me what the story is in Destiny.
Yeah, like, let's contrast it
against,
like... I don't
know, I shot this kind of monster, then I shot that
there actually
kind of
is.
Monster.
No, it says the darkness is the... nemesis of the traveler
and
followed
him to Earth.
That's right.
This is all from the first opening video, and that's you're cut off for the rest of the game.
But is the traveler not the tower?
No,
no, it's that orb.
He's above
the
tower.
When you click on it,
that's where you go.
Yeah, but he's above
the
tower.
You don't actually go there. You go to Earth, which is directly under there.
Oh, right, because you can see it.
The tower
right.
is
he's
the
keeping
tallest
that little spot around him safe.
On Earth.
Why can he do this?
So the traveler is the orb.
Traveler's
that's what I thought. Sakna, yeah. Yeah, that's what I thought. Oh, something I was gonna mention earlier is like contrast the story against like Mass Effect story, where like you're actually introduced and having conversations with several of like the main antagonists. Like you're talking to them, they're fully realized characters. That at all. There is nothing like that in this game.
Well, I didn't expect that either. I didn't expect it to be in close Mass Effect scale, but
I know it wasn't gonna be that deep because at its heart, it's a first person shooter, right? Yeah. But
wait, we still don't know what we're fighting for. Like, how are we losing to the darkness? Because there's more of the
other race. There's invisible doors that I can't enter. Well, it's smoky.
Maybe they're not. So they're deciding not to talk about it. But the whole 10-year plan thing, like maybe they're just gonna drop story elements.
I don't mind that 10-year scale, but you can't make it feel like you cut it out though.
There can be rise. There's
smart
fall.
Ways to do it, and they didn't do it smart. Like I feel like it's been cut out.
Okay, well, like March is a huge month for games in 2015. So like, how do we get people staying on Destiny? We'll just launch, like, okay, now the level cap is 40. But there's all these new missions, like, and they're saving that story for supplemental material.
But they could have still gave us, like where cliffhanger they can, or something.
No, yeah. Build like, up like, yeah, they, like a well, season they, of television, they, right?
They,
fall,
they
right?
do the cliffhanger. They say, like, we, you know, you haven't even begun to see the horrors out there.
But all that story ends. I can condense in, like, 45 seconds.
It feels like they did.
I know.
I'm just saying, like, if all that extra stuff they decided to pull out of the game, it's maybe they want to release it supplementally. Like,
I think the thing is
to get people staying on Destiny because it's going to be rough because the game doesn't look like I don't know how to say it. Like the game looks phenomenal, but the graphics aren't as tight. You know what I mean? Like they're not fully realized next gen.
Yeah,
like,
if you graphics. Go like outside, they're scripted. You know, like their map design.
It
looks amazing. The skyline.
It looks like a really, really nice.
But if you actually focus like on like the ground and stuff, you like start seeing the shadows like jagged.
Yeah, it looks great. And definitely like the shaders and like the particle effects and stuff. The lighting, that's all next gen.
It doesn't look like the
order. The bones of the game. They're little cartoony, little colorized. Like they look previous. You know,
like I expect them to cut the story to make it last that long. I just wish they did a better transition to it instead of making it like nothing. And then this piece here at the reef, your first video, and nothing again to the end. I'm like, just give me like little something.
To they have this giant community now. There's so many cool marketing tricks they could use to, you know, plant hints at what's coming down the line and stuff like that. And you know, you haven't really done anything by the end of the game. You're a guardian, and they're like, hey, you have some promise. Like, do they
tell
you
what a guardian is?
Like, do you not realize that you're the chosen one pretty early, like in this overall story?
Well, he searched you out and said you were dead. I brought you back to life, essentially.
And I don't care about the argument saying, "Oh, so did these other million guards." Like, I don't understand that. Like, that's the way MMOs go or big games.
Yeah, you're all the one.
But yeah,
right.
And like, I care less about that. Like, I understand it. It's a video game, so I don't need to feel like I'm just a solo guy. Like, so, I understand that's
no, but they
this is just a prologue to like some overall story. Then it's like, okay, they really got you to that place you needed to be at pretty quick.
A little more meat. It feels very left out, even a prologue. There's nothing there except for the Grimlar. You can go online and find everything you ever wanted, but where is all that in the game? Like, just give me something.
But they've established that you are the one.
They have definitely
before we've even heard of what the actual antagonist is. Or the traveler. We still don't know very much about it.
It didn't do a single thing. It didn't even beep at us. like nothing.
Like, imagine beat the game and it gives you like a horn.
You ever seen like
it just feels so abrupt. The ending is just so abrupt.
Like something, it didn't even move. No light. It's just.
What was the ending cinematic? It was just.
Some chick, and then she disappears. She gives you
so here's
gun.
Our story, and let's go forward. Okay, bye.
Yeah, she gives you a gun.
She has literally no name.
Yeah.
Well, I could tell you all about this, but I won't. Okay, bye.
Yep.
Yeah, no story.
Strange.
It's a good game, though.
Why?
All right, let's move on.
So we're digressing?
I think so. Unless there's more Destiny to talk about. We won't talk about raids at all.
No, we already pretty much touched that. Right?
It's just so good.
Raids are amazing.
It's like it's not like any part of the game at all.
No, it's not like any game ever.
Yes, it is.
That's the cool thing about raids.
It isn't. It isn't. It does
maybe WoW. Or some MMOs.
Yeah, like MMOs where you fight bosses and they have certain attack types and you really have to learn what you're doing. And if you don't know what you're doing, yeah, you just try and fight, you're going to wipe instantly.
They're giving all those mechanics that I've done before. Even killing the yellow
But no
orbs,
other game has done
debuffing.
It.
Debuffing. They've all done
fast
that.
Fast paced. Everyone's got their own role. If anybody fucks
absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely. That's exactly what it is. Yeah. But the only thing that's different is the first person shooter.
Yeah, the first person this is different.
Okay.
There's no other first person shooter to do that.
All right.
But all those mechanics have all been reused and abused, for sure.
Well, I guess I've never been introduced to that, and definitely not in
a lot of console gamers haven't, and that's why it's so awesome.
Yeah, like a lot of console gamers, they don't journey out to the PC universe to get that. And the first person is definitely different. Even for me, it feels new just because I'm in.
Well, you mentioned how dated the Halo controls are. It's like it took that kind of... It took that kind of energy and like arcadiness, but still had some weight to it, you know. Like Halo feels great, but like the controls are wonky. I think the controls are wonky. You guys grew up with them, but it's finally like bringing, you know, classic type modern first person shooter controls, like into Halo. Like the looking down the scope thing is.
Well, see, Halo 4 make it feel heavier and stuff.
Left trigger to look down
like
the scope,
it.
As opposed to click. That's huge.
It's giant. It feels right.
Yeah.
It feels fucking good for the first time for me.
No, it is. I agree. It just makes sense. I like it. Yeah.
Okay, well, that truly is it for Destiny, then, I think.
Well,
I don't know. Let's
we don't really talk about the raids.
Go ahead, man.
Say that they're fucking crazy. No, really, there's not that much to say. What I do have
what
to
should
say
I be excited about?
The raid's great. The only problem is you're allowed to do the raid once a week. So Tuesdays are really fun for me. I can do the weekly heroic strike, which you can only do once a week and get rewarded for. I can do a daily and get shards and shit, and then I can do the raid. And if I do all those things in one day, which I did this week...
That's kind of unorthodox, but exceptional.
Because I beat the... No, it's not. I could do one in 45 minutes, the other one in an hour and 40 minutes.
You said yourself that you were surprised that you got through the weekly nightfall.
Because we fucking raped, though. Like, I was with two guys I didn't know... And we destroyed it, and that's why I was surprised, not because it was, like, ridiculously hard.
Okay, well, Fano and I died twice on it this week, and we still haven't done the damn thing, because we get our ass kicked.
There's kind of a way to beat that guy.
Because our friend Dan won't do it with us, so.
I know.
Maybe get to the guy. I know the way you showed me.
Do in the raids, do all three Guardians have to die at the same
time
to lose?
There's six.
And all six of you have to die?
No.
Because
sometimes
you may split into two groups of three, and if the one group of three on one... side
like,
of the raid dies.
It's like challenges.
You end up losing because you have to. Each person, group of three, has to do something. It's they divide and conquer.
Listen, how complicated this is. This is how complicated it is. You walk in this room. There's a boss in front of you, completely shielded. You can just shoot at him if you want, but you're never gonna kill him. So what happens is you have to travel through portals, and you'll either end up on a desert side or a jungle side.
A different planet, Mars.
A different planet. You're portal through while you have three guys held back, keeping the portal open for you to come back out. While fighting off enemies. You get a shield thing. You get this shield thing.
It's a relic. It's called,
the relic. And it's like, you can bring it back in and give yourself a shield for your whole team. You stand in the center
and
shoot.
Five times damage.
Yeah. And this is the thing. You stand in front of the boss and it does five times damage for a certain amount of time. And then you have to know exactly when they
10
get the fuck
seconds
out of that bubble and get
six
back
guys
to your spot and then rinse and repeat. And you just keep doing it, and it's like it's mega complicated.
And if one of your guys has the outside, you're down to two guys defending one of two potential portals.
Yeah, you
portals,
lose one guy, and it's like big.
Or a guy on the inside dies, and he's not shooting these orbs of light, these oracles, then you're at a disadvantage. You have to do it like 3 to 6 times in a row perfectly.
What?
And if you do die, there's a reset timer to revive somebody. It takes like, 30 seconds or 20 seconds?
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Like given you have
a
good team,
if you have
a good team who knows their role and plays smart, it's not that hard. But if you just play with like, I don't know, if we did it without looking on the internet how to do it,
the fact that the Titan throws the bubble up at the end and then everybody runs at a certain time, you have to coordinate that. And if you don't have a Titan that does the bubble, you know what I mean? We lost Zach when we were doing it.
It's crazy.
Try doing that with 25 people at once.
Yeah, that's different.
Child's play.
No, it is, man. Like. Oh my god, WoW raids are retarded. I couldn't even do
it.
I was like, I'm not good at them.
It's 25 people, and you have to coordinate it even more articulate than that.
Really?
It's like, 4 people out of the raid will get this, and you have to stand in like certain positions and like channel something, and then pass it on to the next guy. and they'll do it, and then you can move back into position. But you are a third person, you can zoom out really far, so you can see everything that's happening.
That's still cool. Like, it's,
but there's a lot going on. Like, big time, a lot going on.
You have, like, three tanks with, like, six healers. You
don't need I'm impressed with a game that can, like, execute on an idea that you have to have the discipline. You know what I mean? Like, you're listening to one leader, and usually it's just like, you create a game like that, no one's going to play because everyone's too, a jackass.
In the channels of chat, you can have multiple channels. So you have the leader for the healers, you have the leader for the tanks, the leader for the off tanks, the leader for the DPS.
Oh, like, man.
It's all categorized.
Can leaders have their own separate meetings to coordinate?
Absolutely.
You can make your own chat channels.
Man, people who play WoW, awesome. That is people awesome. Play WoW like it's their job.
It so is. It's like, you guys, hold on, I gotta go meet with the elders.
There's always a main guy.
Man, the guilds are serious, man.
There's a main guy for
DPS. If you fuck around with the guild sometimes, like...
They'll boot you. They don't just shits.
Like...
You swear or do anything.
I mean, like, they're big groups of people. There's hundreds of people.
Yeah, in a guild, you can have 1,200 people. Easily.
And there's, like, presidents and vice presidents in these groups?
Yeah, you can upgrade. You have people that's a guild master, and the officers, and then the officers and lieutenants.
Oh, my God. Like, that's awesome.
It's fully outflushed, though.
Dude, it's so deep. That's why WoW is awesome. If you just look at it on the screen, you're like, yeah,
you see, you join a high-level guild, you can move faster than other people that aren't that are in a lower-level guild. Your mount's faster. I can use my teleport faster. It's 15 minutes cooldown, so 30 minutes. Because they've leveled up so far in their guild. Like, their guild, you can level up in the guild. Like, the guild levels up.
Do guilds ever fight each other?
Yes. Yes, you can do battlegrounds that have guilds versus guild.
Fuck, that's awesome. Yeah. Imagine, like, a power struggle.
There's like, no battling over a continent or
multiple guilds, like, building alliances?
Yeah, there is. You can do that. For sure.
Fuck.
And there's certain guilds that get a reputation to be just jerks. And then there's two factions, right? Like, Delta Alliance versus Kappas. Horde. And, like, you'll see some Horde players when you're in Alliance or vice versa that it's you see them with the guild and you're like, they didn't kill me. That guild was pretty nice to our guild last week. I'm not going to kill them. And, like, you just learn to be in the same area
this
together.
This is why Destiny is not as good as it should be. Because this is what MMOs have been doing for 10 years.
You get a respect. Like, that guild... That,
yeah, but
that
MMOs don't have
like,
that super tight, like... first-person shooting.
No, there's no first-person.
No,
person.
The best thing about Destiny is you feel like you're playing a single-player game at all times. Like, you don't lag. Like, very, very rarely in Crucible you'll lag.
Well, WoW, truth be told, like, you don't really lag at all in WoW either.
I wish I could join Strikes without having two
but
strangers.
But Destiny makes you feel like you're playing a single-player game.
Oh, yeah.
With
aiming.
Yeah, it's
some
so
of them they match
spot on. Like, everything's perfect.
The only really game to achieve that I felt recently was Terra. They gave you that aiming feel.
Yeah, Terra was a really solid game.
Yeah,
I had to quit. I quit. I quit that like on the spot.
Yeah, Terra is really the best free to play MMO I've ever made right now.
Yeah.
Hey, how do I do five? Or how do I do strikes with only by myself?
I've never done a strike by yourself.
Yeah, I don't want me in this. I don't want two other people on my.
There is a way to do strikes by yourself.
Maybe you have to go with me.
I do it if people quit. A lot of times, if I do a strike playlist these days, they'll quit because it's not the one they want to do. And then
I've never done strike playlists. I've done strikes where I chose it manually in the map because I didn't have it beaten.
Yeah.
And sometimes when I get there really quick, they'll leave.
Yeah.
Because I'll like get on my speeder thing, whatever it is, and just get there really quick because I don't want to do like the stupid
kill all the little dumb guys.
Yeah. I'll get there and like I can see them like really far away, and I'll just keep plowing through, and then they're gone.
Wow.
It's like they don't. Know where to go or something? I don't know.
It's possible.
Because when I beat the game, I had no strikes completed except for the very first one with TJ and Dan. The one that's...
That was there.
Yeah. And then that's didn't do any of them. Then I just went through each one really quick one night. And I just plowed through each one. And I think I did maybe like 3 out of like the 7 or 8 by myself. Because just...
Wow.
I just went on my speeder bike right to it. And then when I got
so
there...
So, bosses are hard.
Not when I was like level 27. Or I don't know, it was like level 26 and like 3 quarters.
Oh, right.
So
and you're doing low levels, yeah.
Yeah, I was doing Moon.
I did.
Venus and
Mars. I'm doing 24.
What's the strike that we did the other night with that, the big juggernaut thing?
Foga?
That bitch
is
still hard.
Foga is one of the tougher ones.
I tried to, I went to, I was.
Those aren't solo strikes. Those
I was underpowered. No, I was underpowered with these two guys.
What are you, level 21 and doing that? That's going to be hard.
I was
a
20 and... I don't know. It was probably a 22.
That's
strike.
Right at 28.
Is it
a
20 or
22? It's a 28 strike, isn't it?
It doesn't matter.
You can change
it. You can do it
you
want.
We did the play.
But even being...
What do you mean you do it at? when we first started doing it.
I don't remember.
I think it was 28. You had to do it at Heroic.
You can do Heroic at 20.
I remember when you get your... Less than 20. Your bounty was exotic, right? Remember we had to do it? We kept dying at the beginning over and over again. And we finally got to Fogoth, and then Dan finally joined at the end. We beat it. It's the only time I've ever done a strike.
I don't remember what it was.
He was hammered.
I'm sorry.
No, we've just done a lot of strikes now.
Yeah.
Well, either way, being underpowered a single level in that game, like, you're completely... Yeah, which... It's crazy how balanced it is. Like, that it's only balanced
within that one level. It's not even balanced at all.
No, but it is when you're the right level.
I guess.
You know, when you go when you're the right level, you feel like this is exactly as hard as it's supposed to be. But if you're one level below, like, you're effed.
At 27, though, I've had trouble level 7s.
Okay, really? That's different.
The game is weird sometimes.
But it's obviously, like, I'm underpowered here. Like, it's obvious. And I was noticing, like because it takes me, like, a second or two longer to kill each enemy, it's now, like, snowballing, like, with different hordes coming after us, like... It's I can't kill enough enemies per minute, you know what I mean? Like, I'm doing fine, but I'm going to get overrun because I'm a level lower. And it's just like, it's crazy if you are 22 or if you are in the level that you're supposed to be playing at, it just works perfectly. You go one above and it's way too easy. You're one below and it's super hard.
So I think it's like,
what's that?
I beat the game when I was level 26.
Yeah.
And then I had to go back to the, like, I finished at Venus. The first mission of Venus, I stopped playing the story. So then...
Well, did you level up because of Crouch, though?
Yeah.
Yep.
See, well,
so I stopped at level 13, and now with the Crouch, I became level 26. Then I went back and started doing it, and like...
You got overpowered too soon. It's not as it, like, there's no, like, I was such a badass that I could beat the game on 20... Oh, no. I get it now. I get it. Because 26, you can't even come close. But, like, if you play only story missions, like, I played only story and I was like an 18 or something. Yeah,
if you play a story throughout the entire thing, you should be about 18 when you finish.
Roughly. Yeah. Well, I was 19 when I beat the game.
Yeah, give or take.
Because I had done multiple missions at certain points just for bounties and whatnot.
Yeah.
But, and then I beat the game, got to 20 soon after, and I'm still only at 21.
Yeah, it's all gear now. It's not skill or. Well, it is, but.
Yeah.
Gear is main factor.
I wish I had, like, a droid that could tell me. Like, in between missions, like, oh, you should. This is something you should look at.
It'd be nice.
I don't think we need to talk about anything other than Destiny on the show.
Sure.
It's a pretty relevant episode, so.
Yeah. I mean, we're hitting over an hour.
Okay.
Really?
I think so.
I'd be killing it right now. We'll wrap it up in a minute. I think.
Cut it out
when Dano gets back.
Yeah.
Fuck Dan. I told Dan a story earlier today.
Dan.
I got an interesting Destiny story I forgot to tell. It's a good time that Dan's not here.
I was thinking, by the way, when I was going pee, I don't know why this came in my head.
Go ahead.
Because you said you want to sleep on the couch tonight. And I was like, yeah, that's fine, right?
Check in with the boss.
DJ can sleep on the couch, right? Because we're going to wake up.
I'm probably going to walk home.
No, you cannot sleep on our couch. I don't care.
Oh, yeah, by the way, today earlier we're working out, like, since he gave us, like, 13,000. Like... Wonder how much square footage like he owns in this house right now. Like, he owns at least a washroom.
But, a washroom now.
Like that's space. Like,
I'm gonna charge you to use it.
PJ's there. Well, I was just thinking what we should do tonight is like me and you is turn your faces off and play Minecraft.
Holy fuck!
If we do split screen, we actually do split screen constantly.
You can do split screen. Maybe I will stay.
Gotta learn about this game.
I obviously
learn.
All right.
We do split screen all night.
I've been itching a little bit, actually, for Minecraft.
The server has become amazing.
Really?
It's not, like, a huge difference. Like, you're not going to be wowed, really, by it, but I've cleaned up my house outside a lot.
All right, I'm excited.
Did you continue it?
Dan's piece
of snow. No, I haven't touched it. It's still there, buried in the snow.
It's beckoning.
Buried in snow.
It's echoing for Dan's love.
Oh, you're so hard to, like...
To recording, I don't know if you've seen chat over there.
Are the dogs actually dog sitting with him?
Yeah, they're out.
Oh my god.
Actually, that was looking pretty nice too. So maybe it's like, it starts off as like a giant stair set, but like separated by a railing. And like, they're huge, and they go down, and then you go in behind them, and like opens up. It's pretty nice, actually.
I look forward to seeing it.
Yeah.
Is my giant pillar waterfall still there?
Yes, and I hate it.
What?
I like it for the beacon of me knowing where I am, but for me to get somewhere and I have to go through it, and it's just like, pushing me sideways. I'm like, fuck, TJ.
What do you mean?
Because water pushes you. And I'm trying to go on the ice. It's pushing me, and then, like, and then knocks me in the water. And
I understand. I'll make some canals.
No canals. You should just kill it and then build lights on top of it.
All right, cool.
There's no need for the water
at all. No, I know.
Or something.
What's that? I'm
surprised Chad doesn't want to build Beg End or something like that, like just in the server somewhere.
Against it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you can build anything from any literally, universe. You can build anything,
yeah. It's all about it committing to it. Like, Dan, I think you got really overwhelmed with it. And you're like,
God, yeah.
Like, you just started... I mean, you tripped it for like, there's nothing to do, but I think it's just so much to do. Not like there's nothing telling you like to do this, do
can
that.
Can you create moisture farms?
Yeah, that's
farms?
What I mean. I like structure.
Huh?
Moisture farms.
Moisture farms.
Yeah, like on Tatooine.
You can hole a piece of land, put water by it, where the
I feel like
collects moisture.
I just want to build that little hut that Luke lives in. Like,
yes, yeah, so you can build clay.
Just build the
build
tiny
sand
little
sand
hut,
stone.
And then just can yes. my whole.
You can do that.
My whole game is to just make sure the desert doesn't get overtaken by greenery, just constantly replacing
the
sand.
Oh no, it doesn't spread like that.
Yeah.
Grass will spread to dirt.
Is that Chad?
Grass spreads to dirt, but once it's sand, it's done. It won't spread to sand. That would suck really bad because your desert biome would be taken over like in 2 days.
The more people that played this game, the better it would be in my mind.
If we had
like 6+ people just going in on a weekly basis, just adding to it.
I mean, actually, like, Hazel was a server, and we actually play together. And then maybe my friend Dustin, Aaron, like a good 8-9 people we trusted, because you don't want to play with somebody you don't trust.
Right.
They'll fuck you up.
Oh, yeah.
And but on computer, it would just be constantly running in the background, so I didn't have to be on.
Yeah.
And then I'd come on the server and be like, whoa, all this changed. It's like waking up to your house that got like renovated.
Wow. That's,
yeah, the city
weird.
That you're actively building.
And
has,
then if
has
I went
grown.
To sleep for like, I didn't play for 2 days, I'd come back on and it was still like, you know, like these people, not shifts, but it kind of works like that. They would start building something and then wake up and be like, oh, that's all done now.
See, I feel like I haven't even gotten that yet. Like, even when I did.
You'll never get that
on your computer
version.
Yeah, but even on your computer version?
We started not playing it anymore.
Right, and I also built on my own.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know.
But we built all that before you got there. If you would have came right at the start.
Right.
And you would have seen it take shape, like, it would have been different.
I'm still open to that experience at some point, so.
I'm thinking about, like, Tron right now, where you get sucked into it at one point.
I don't think it's anything like that.
I mean, you play so much, you're the architect.
The only thing about Minecraft is you play so much, it's not blocks anymore. It's like this is just a medium to build whatever I want. Like I see the blocks, but like I'm not thinking like this is terrible graphics. I know it's terrible, but I don't see it like that. I'm seeing it as this is Minecraft, you know?
Yeah. You're executing like creative ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like anything I can think, like it's now like you know when you think about something like even when I do my house right here, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna put a door there. But in Minecraft, I can think that, but like, I'm building in my head as blocks. I'm like, okay. Like I've actually been on the toilet thinking about what to build in Minecraft.
Oh, I did. Yeah, when I was in, I was like,
yeah.
This is what
that's
I'm doing
not
tonight.
A lie at all.
No, like, I believe it.
Like I've
played
built
the
secret,
shit out of that game.
I've built libraries, like a library, like a full library. You can build bookcases and stuff,
okay.
But. This one, it had light switches, like 4 of them. You had to turn off 3 of them in a certain order, and these pistons would remove a bookcase, and you go down into it, into a different room. It makes no sense, whatever. There's no purpose to this, right? It's just my little secret room, and like I just felt good that I could do that.
That's insane, though.
Yeah. Like, you go into that room, it's just like a... It's like a
that
fake,
is the definition
yeah.
of insanity.
Yeah.
You are
it's
crazy,
like a, it's like a little pool with a bed, and...
No, it's
like
not.
It
I'm not saying he's crazy. That's fucking crazy. Cool.
Yeah, and I had one. Oh, this one's insane. Same thing. It was a. I don't know if you remember this. Actually, it was a library. And you did the secret bookcase thing again. I went down.
You have multiple versions
and
of
it,
this bookcase.
And it had 2 pigs in glass cases. And you hit a switch, and they would fall into lava and burn alive. And this would open a giant golden door, and you went into the golden door, and it triggered music. And Rod's face was right there. You remember the Rod's face room? I got pictures of it.
I have no idea.
The music, it's not like my music. Like, oh, tell us. It's a jukebox in Minecraft.
Okay.
It's like just a couple of sound
I've seen
samples.
That screenshot before.
But yeah, Rod's face. You know, like,
I've seen the face.
Yeah, that you had to go
but the
into,
door sounds hilarious.
You had to go into my library, open the secret door, go down, flick the switch, kills the 2 pigs, the golden door opens. And you go in and it's Rod's face.
Did you have to restock the pigs in order for that to
happen? No, because I built this was creative mode, so you could build a spawner for it.
Oh.
And when one died, and it recognizes out of that block radius,
my God.
One's
gone. I thought you were just gonna tell us how you built this farm with like an active family of pigs,
No, you had to sacrifice two pigs to find a picture of my boss.
Multiple farms spawning different pigs.
The picture was so funny though; it was so good. How did you use like a something on the internet to
break it converted into a pixels.
Yeah,
but only pixels Minecraft would use. So like instead of like a brown pixel, like you know when you convert like a picture to pixels, it'd be like brown pixel. And you convert it to like a dirt pixel.
Cobblestone.
So I knew, so the gray would be cobblestone. So I knew to use cobblestone doing that.
Nice. That's amazing.
Yeah. Fuck.
Tim, I dug down on my server and I found a network of underground railroads, an actual mine.
We need those.
It was insane.
Yeah. There's underground
shit
like,
that was
black,
down.
Like,
and there's caverns and then lava, and I found obsidian fucking galore.
Yep.
Insanity.
I mean, obsidian generator, by the way.
Yeah, I found out you can make obsidian. You just drop water and lava. It's so easy.
Sort of. There'd be a certain level and you have to put redstone underneath.
I have a lake and I have a thing next to it, and one layer deep under the soil was just one lava pool, and I dropped water, and the whole thing turned to obsidian.
Yeah.
So, okay. I found a monster generator.
Do I sound that nerdy when I talk about my games?
When you find a monster generator, or like a skeleton generator, what you're going to do is put a torch at the top of it, on each side of it. It will stop them from spawning, and then you can build a farm where they drop and die, and then you can collect their goods, and like they'll keep dropping
and
dying.
That's a legitimate question. Do
them, like, scale their goods,
yes.
Right?
Okay.
But at the very beginning, you want to put a torch on top and each side of it. And it'll keep. They'll stop them from spawning.
They'll
don't break
spawn
it.
Spawn on the bottom.
No, they won't spawn at all.
What about the hydras?
No matter what.
Okay.
It's just the method.
So what is their? What's the purpose of monster generator? Just literally generates monsters.
It spits out monsters like crazy. There'll always be monsters everywhere, but this is like a condensed area that'll spawn.
Okay. I have it on like passive or like the easy mode where like almost no monsters spawn.
Passive, they won't spawn at all.
So. I might have had it on that. But there was a generator. I found this generator and it was like this holy thing.
It's only been like 2 minutes.
The way it looked.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's like
and
a,
like,
it's like a black cage with things spinning inside.
Yeah.
The only one we can't really do good with is a spider generator because it can climb on walls and get out. They will just fall down.
Mm. How do I know which one this is?
Is there a benefit
you'll see the little thing inside of it spinning.
Okay.
You gotta really pay attention to it.
What's the benefit to having more monsters?
You kill them, you level up.
Oh.
So you can enchant your gear. And they drop like stuff like bones or like leather.
Nice.
Spider webs, silk. Make beds out of it, stuff like that. But when you...
Can you set traps?
Why do you make beds?
I like it sets your spawn points. When you die, you spawn there, and you can pass the night.
You made a bed in like 3 seconds when we played.
Yeah, well, beds.
Is there a benefit to having a silk bed?
No, I made a mistake. So I'm not. I mean beds. Silk, silk can make arrows and bone and arrows and bow and arrows. What else can silk do? It does other things too.
That's insane.
It's
there's
dude,
so much shit.
If
to
you
it.
Saw this underground mine, it fucking blew my mind.
The
it
underground
kept
mines
going.
Are insane. They're like
you hit an end, and you're like, oh, maybe I'll just chip through a few blocks, and it'll actually be like another secret part
continues.
Of the mine.
It's insane.
It's
insane.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel like you're gonna get lost?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I got lost, and I was like, fuck. And then I died.
Got lost and had to just, well, that's it.
Yeah.
And then I'll kill myself. But now, like, on computer, you can have F3 in terms of your coordinates.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you'd be like, oh, you can remember your house coordinates and go back to it.
That's important because...
On PC, on 360, there's none unless you carry a map. But yeah, I've just been like, I can't find my way back. I don't know if I'm going the right way.
Yeah, you can walk forever.
Yeah. Well, not on the PS4 version. You can walk for a good, probably an hour.
Okay, well, no.
And then you have to go back 2 hours to get back to that way, right?
Yeah, I know.
You need to, like, set up methods with torches.
That's what I do.
To know how to get back.
You have
like,
to
put them on the left wall
torches.
On the way out.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I usually just go straight, like, as I'm walking, I'm laying down torches.
Yeah.
So if I get lost, I can just turn around and follow the torches back.
It's a good idea.
The question is, though, like, when you start branching off on so many paths, maybe you went down that path already and laid down torches, so you're gonna do a UE and go down the path where you went down. Like, it's weird.
You just be like, oh, fuck.
The pain. It's exactly where it is.
That's
see,
awesome.
Just,
it's so good.
I think you would benefit the most of Minecraft.
I can't believe we're talking about Minecraft.
Again, like, I play games from 8 to, or from 10 to 12. You know,
yeah, but I think that's
a
game
to,
that
2 week,
you
days a week.
Would really shine at. Like, where, out of all my friends, like, you would probably, you know, like, appreciate it the most.
And I'm easily
not excluding you, just because you already know what Minecraft is. So I'm
including it him. Sounds awesome.
Yeah,
I agree.
I'm a lost cause.
Fuck.
You're not a lost cause. You gave it, you were happy at the beginning.
No, I was kind of teasing it, and then I was like, alright, I see what would be fun, and then it's very tedious.
You started building your stick, it's pretty cool.
It's like, tedious. Hate it. Well, then I was like,
what?
It's hard for me to get up on top of the wall to continue the wall.
Jump up.
I don't know, I was
build a ladder.
I didn't feel comfortable in the game the way I do with other games.
Well, you played it for seriously like an hour and a half. It's not enough time.
No. Still.
Man.
I just can't do it.
It really is made for mouse and keyboard. I'll give you that. Like, it's a lot easier to build stuff on
the
computer.
Yeah.
I did get really used to it, though. Pretty quickly.
They did a good job.
Yeah, it's a fine house. If you would have finished it. It's a little large.
It's going to be waiting for your day.
Mine?
From now until the rest of the time.
But the shape's okay. Yeah.
I just went the out. Like, I did an outline across the shape of the island I was on.
I feel like you should have built a small room first. And then built another
That's what I did. I attach and attach and attach. And it becomes a giant.
I gave it no chance.
You get more out of it quickly.
You're out in those woods, chopping away with that axe.
Just right where I was going to build, I was chopping
those 45 ones. Minutes.
Well, I was more talking to you guys about what I should be doing.
That's what it is. It's a lot of social. Yeah. Just, I'm out in the woods. Yeah. That's just calm.
So how was your day?
It is. It's a lot of just... Or like, hey, want to build something like a pyramid or something? Or an underground waterfall and like... Just like, yeah, and 4 hours go by and you and your buddy are just building something.
And
like,
just shooting the shit.
Yeah.
Me and Fawn will do a lot of
stuff. You go and look back and you're like, that looks fucking cool. And that's it. You never go back to it, but...
Yeah. I talk to Fawn every day about just nothing. But it's fun.
Yeah.
Playing Destiny.
Yeah, Fawn was a good guy to pass time with.
I like him.
Yeah, he's pretty shit.
Fawn-o.
Hey, Fawn-o. Alright, well,
let's wrap it up.
Thanks for listening to our Destiny and Minecraft episode.
Alright, so I'm going to say that next week, Chad got Shadow of Mordor, so he's not dead.
Dude, I really wanted, I actually was excited to hear about it.
I'd been holding back asking him, I would have bought the game by now if I would have said, hey Chad, should I buy this game? But I was waiting for today, and he got wasted and died, so
Chad
now we'll never know.
Literally,
sleeping
with the dogs.
He is.
Right now.
It sounds like somebody threw him off a bridge.
That's sad.
He's staying warm.
He's happy. He liked it. He's like, I sleep with dogs every night. And he just, like, was down.
Anyways, we'll hear his review next week. And he'll have a fuller review. Like, he'll maybe beat it.
Play more.
And Forza Horizon 2 I picked up. And I'm really liking so far. But I'll give a better review next week, I guess.
Analysis.
Why won't he?
What?
Analysis, but...
Analysis.
Better analysis.
Oh, yeah, analysis, yeah.
But wait, spell that. I always say analysis in my head.
All right. I'll give you the analysis.
It's like when you see Sean, spelled S-E-A-N. I always say scene in my head.
Scene.
Word.
Always you ever wonder why Sean Bean doesn't rhyme?
Scene Bean?
Sean Bean.
Yeah. It's S-E-A-N-B-E-A-N.
Because English language is stupid.
Scene Bean.
Scene Bean.
Sean Bean.
Sean Bean.
I never thought of it that way. It's much funnier. Sean Bean.
I guess you put the English rules the same way, going back and forth. That makes sense.
Good name.
Sean Bean.
Sean Bean.
It's Sean Bean here. He just cut his head off in every movie anyway.
You can go on the internet and search All Range Mode, and we'll be around.
I'm still mad.
Anyway, on Facebook, we are facebook.com/AllRangeModePodcast. On Twitter, we are at @ARMPodcast, ARM Podcast. On the internet, we are allrangemode.com.
On the internet.
And on iTunes, we are All Range Mode Podcast.
Check us out, tell a friend.
And join our Destiny clan.
My name's Joseph Maria. I'm also on Facebook.
It's sucking my
dick. Oh, and
dick.
My PS4 name is... okay, this is weird, but it's Wolf, WW_the_T_Bear B.
You should have just named it Joe Mario.
I couldn't. They didn't let me.
Mario?
So many things they wouldn't let me.
Joe Mario.
I promise you I tried it.
Mario.
Yeah. I got screwed.
Wow.
I tried Super Maria, and it didn't let me do it.
Juntai. Massimi Marios.
Anyway, I'll pay $10 to change my PS4 name. Send me the petition.
Well,
I'll sign
nice,
it.
Well, it's nice, but you can't.
Send me the
petition. You have to create a brand new account.
Send me the petition.
This is an Xbox.
You can't even change it. No. Even if you want to.
They'll add that. Once they want ten of my dollars.
Xbox, you can.
It's... I kind of like it. It's because, like, if you're cheating and stuff, you got, like, a bad negative reputation, you can just change it.
The Xbox model is
how many
perfect.
Times
one
that...
for free, $10 afterwards.
Not for us, but for me. Or not. For me.
For me,
I mean,
well,
for other people, yeah.
I don't know. Who does that? Like, I better change my name because I have a bad rep out there playing Call of Duty. Nobody cares.
I don't know if I want to change my name. I think I'm just going to embrace it.
Oh,
do I? Mine's Dan Derby. That's me.
We all see your name when we send a real friend request. That's all that matters, right?
Yeah.
See Joe Maria, Wolf the Bear underneath it.
Nice.
Yeah. That's all that matters, in my eyes.
Yeah, they did a good job playing that up. The first name.
Real name request?
Won't do the fucking real name thing.
Dustin won't accept my real
it's
name.
It's
because
his real
either.
Name isn't real. It's the same thing.
He doesn't have it linked to his Facebook.
He has no Facebook.
He doesn't? Well, that's the problem. Who doesn't have Facebook?
He's very...
How do you know whose birthday it is?
Self.
How does he know that Cootie...
He has nothing.
Cropland's daughter...
Yeah, he doesn't have Facebook.
Fell down the stairs today.
Cindy Cropland's daughter fell down the stairs. Yeah,
he has no social media whatsoever. Ever.
How am I supposed to know that Stace Bowers got a Jaguar and then I actually saw it?
And she liked it?
At your house.
Did she like it, though?
But she took it's probably a pretty good look at it. She took a look at it.
Said what it was.
So I'm Joe.
I'm TJ.
I'm Tim.
I'm Dan.
Oh.
Rain.
Kageo. Free.
Do that.
I didn't say out.
Ow, I was waiting for you.
Out.
Creative editing.
Make yourself Sam. Out.
Wait.
What?
How was that Microsoft Sam? I'm just waiting to see. Like, why isn't it moving?
When nobody said oh, so I'd say like you edited it.
Oh, yeah.
You're staring at it like.
Orange.
What? Yeah.